This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Curtis and Courtney both off. Curtis full-on abusing the flex time system here at WEEI. Another week off. He will be back on Monday. Courtney will be back on Monday. Mego is in here helping us out this morning and for part of this week. And we will get to the news at 7:45. It appears to be official. Science has determined which is the horniest state in New England. And we were there recently for a road show. So we will get to that news coming up in just a little bit. If you would like to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on that same number. That is the Subaru of New England text line. You can text us at any time when you have a thought or a comment or a criticism, whatever. Chime, let's get to They Said It, please.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They Said It is brought to you every day by Ketch's Law, and they would like to honor those who built this incredible city. So whether it is somebody who drives or somebody who constructs or somebody who cares for others, please nominate them when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com. Shime, where would you like to start today?
Well, Greg, Gary Washburn of the Boston Globe talked about Jason Tatum and his recruiting of Damian Lillard, a guy we've talked about now for the last couple weeks, hoping maybe he would become a Boston Celtic. Here was Washburn explaining exactly what Tatum's been up to with Dame.
Yeah, I just was told that they're communicating, and Tatum is recruiting. I mean, Tatum is the face of the franchise. So you're told he's recruiting. I don't know if they're, like, FaceTiming every day or they're on Snapchat and sharing videos and, you know, look at my rehab video. I'm swimming.
Snapchat.
Yeah, I'm swimming. What about you? What are you up to, Dame? Like, I don't know if it's that deep, but they are communicating. I think we all know Tatum's going to be here for a long time. And I think that the players who have come to Boston, I think guys who we traditionally thought might not like it here ended up really liking it in Boston and didn't want to leave.
All right. I like that. That's your job as the face of the franchise, is to be actively recruiting. I hope he's actively recruiting Donovan Mitchell. I know they go out on vacation all the time. And so why not? And say, hey, we saw it with, was it Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving? Like, that's what the NBA is. And the NBA has been like that for a long time. So why not?
Yeah, I have said before, and I know most people agree, this is the Celtics are a good fit to go get Damian Lillard because of how little it would cost you and it wouldn't count against tax. This is also just a great, this is where Damian Lillard should want to be in every way, because you can actually be a contender at when you come back from your injury. You have somebody to rehab with, like, when you're a professional athlete, I have to imagine, Wiggy, I don't know that you ever sustained an injury that dramatic, but it's like got to be the loneliest feeling when you're out for, you got to guess with Lillard, a total season, and you're just going to be rehabbing on your own away from a new team that you join. Like, I understand South Beach might be a sexier spot for your lifestyle, but if you're about actually getting a championship and coming back as your best self, this is the spot.
He did pull a hammy twerking on the Vikings boat.
I did pull a hammy before.
Is there video of that?
No. Men don't twerk. No.
I mean, they can.
Yeah, they can, but we generally two-step. But you're right, Mego. You're 100% right. I've seen many guys that had, you know, injuries of that caliber, and basically they don't feel a part of the team. And I get it, because they're never around, right? And so, like, even if it's your best player, like, he's not around that much. You know, he's not at practice. You see him kind of in and out through doing his rehab. But, you know, when he's done with rehab and he leaves, you're kind of still there. So it is a lonely feeling. But if you can have somebody there, at least it's somebody to get up shots with, because you and him are both trying to rehab and get back, versus if you're just there by yourself. And it'll be like that for Tatum. He'll find himself in a lonely place.
I don't know. Are we getting to Jaylen Brown over the weekend talking about accepting his role and all of that stuff?
Yeah, we're going to do that next.
Okay. Is Dame Lillard coming here an issue for Jaylen Brown at all?
I don't think so, because they're not really redundant on each other. Like, I know Jaylen is kind of a guard, but Dame is such a different kind of guard, and he's probably going to be in a situation where he's coming off the bench if he comes to Boston.
Right.
And again, I think that's probably a positive for him, because he's going to be in his mid-30s coming off an Achilles, so it takes a little pressure off of him.
Right.
Like, he could come here and be sixth man of the year and win that award and be on a contending team. And if you're coming back from an Achilles injury after having to be the guy with the Trailblazers and then have it go sideways in Milwaukee, like, that's kind of the best ending that you could hope for at that point in your NBA career.
He would be what, option five? Because it would be Tatum, Brown, D. White. Would you maybe put P. Pritch ahead of him as your option?
Probably at this point, yeah.
And then Dame Lillard would be option five, and he would just be a guy that, you know, he might have a game or two in the postseason where he, you know, ends up with 27, 28, but he's not a guy that he's going to be where he used to be, where he's either going to be option one or, you know, 1B like he was in Milwaukee. No.
Now, will this get done soon? Or is this something
Well, I mean, he's available now.
I know, but it feels like it's taking long.
Because you always talk about how affordable it is. What does it end up costing you if you're the Celtics?
So it depends how many teams want to go in on actually trying to bid for him, because he's a free agent now. Mm-hmm. Just a reminder, Milwaukee's got his contract.
Right.
So you don't have to pay that money. And he's making that money. That's why it's comfortable for you to offer something like up to $5.6 million, which is the exemption that you get. And so that you'd have to pay him that, but it wouldn't count against the tax, the second apron, all the things that all the different ownership groups around the NBA are worried about. You could just go up to 5.6, which is a steal for that player anyway, but it not counting against the tax is the bigger thing.
Could you give him like a contract, like a 3-year deal, if you're a new team? Not like a crazy deal, but something that might be $12 million per year. Is that something that, and he still get his money from Milwaukee? Could he like double
you
dip?
Could, but why would you do that if other teams are coming in with like $3 million or $4 million? Because teams are looking at him as still, there's a risk that he's coming off of that injury, and he's a small guard in his mid-30s, and he's going to be out for an entire year.
Right.
But if you're looking at getting him and paying him not to play just to rehab this
right.
year. Like, paying $12 million for this year wouldn't really make
but
sense.
But I think if you're saying, well, we know this is a throwaway year, but we want to be able to have him for 2 years, like the year he comes back and the year after that, right? Because
yeah.
he's 35, I want to say, so maybe 36 and 37, and say, all right, this is when we want Dame Lillard to be here for not just the 1 year, but we could see it as like a 2 year short term.
Yeah.
And do you say, all right, here's a little bit more just so we know we have him?
Maybe. The thing that you could run into there, though, is you're going to need another big
mm-hmm.
if you're a contender in the year following this coming
okay.
year. So you need to, with Jalen and Jason's contracts, still have room for
okay.
that.
Speaking of Jalen, is that next?
Yeah, Greg, let's hear from Jalen Brown. He hopped on with Kyrie Irving. Kyrie was streaming, and Jalen joined him and mentioned how he doesn't think you've seen his best yet. Here was Jalen Brown.
I feel like people haven't seen me at my best. We have a loaded roster, so sometimes you got to do what needs to be done as a team.
Mm. All right.
That is always going to stick in his craw,
yeah.
is that he wants to be the number one guy,
right.
which I don't mind. It's just like he kind of, he's got a chip on his shoulder about mm-hmm. not getting the respect that he thinks he deserves.
I get it, because they draft him number 3 overall, and then a year later they draft Jason Tatum at the same spot.
Well, and in Celtic City, you got to hear him talk about how pissed he was because
right.
Celtics fans weren't happy
right.
with the pick, and so
Tatum's better.
Like, yeah, and that. And
sorry,
that,
bud. Yes, yeah. Like, it just that's just kind of how it goes.
Yeah.
And that's probably how it was. It was where Jalen Brown got drafted at number 3, and Celtics fans were like, "What? Who? Wait, who's this guy?" And then when they draft Tatum at number 3, everybody's like, "Oh, I get it." Like, because if you watch Tatum at Duke, you're like, "Oh, I get this is we're legit." And so,
yeah, I don't think a lot of people are watching Cal,
right? And so Jalen Brown went from like, "All right, who's this guy?" to like, "Oh, forget about him. We got this new player in Jason Tatum." And if I've always said this, that's why if you're the Celtics, this is something that you have to look at. Is at one point in time, do you trade a guy like Jalen Brown knowing that he wants to be the number one
mm-hmm.
and knowing here he'll never be the number
one? Well, he's going to get that chance this season. Like, you know, and be careful what you wish for. Like, it's
right.
all going to be on him this season. So we'll get to see whether he should be the number one.
I just feel like Jalen's got the Supermax deal. He was the highest paid player in the NBA for a season.
Right. So what
he
is he pissed
is
off?
The NBA
what is he pissed
Finals
off
MVP.
About?
It's not about the money,
or do you think he's just walking the line of saying, like, I understand that Tatum's better.
It's not about the money.
But he says all the time, like, basically, I accept the role that I've been given. Like, you've been given that role because Jason Tatum is better than you, as Shine
But the role has
out.
Also led to you excelling to the point where you get the Supermax deal, which...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Does matter, and you get to be NBA Finals MVP.
Right, but like, see, you got to understand from an athlete's perspective, a professional athlete, he's not looking. Yeah, the money is great, but it's not about the money. It's about he believes that he is just as good as Jason Tatum. Scottie Pippen felt that way. Like, Scottie Pippen was like, Jordan don't win championship if it's not for me, right? And then Jaylen Brown has the Eastern Conference Finals MVP and then an NBA Finals MVP. So in his mind, when he's hearing this, like, this is Tatum team, he's the better player, he's like, wait a second. No, he's not. Like, there's a respect level that a competitor, and I get where Jaylen Brown is coming from, has when you're always being looked at as you're the number two, but in your mind, you're like, wait a second, you don't win a championship without me.
But my point is, maybe that's good, because it's pushed him to be all-NBA.
It's not good.
It's pushed him to be NBA Finals MVP.
No, it's good and it pushes him, but it's not good for the Celtics, because eventually this is a train that is headed for a giant derailment.
Collision. Derailment.
Because
is it a collision and a derailment, or both?
I would say
or neither.
I would say
the T. It could be anything.
Yeah, because
on fire.
It pushes Jaylen to be better, and it pushes him away from Boston.
Yeah, because let's say he has a great year next year.
Yeah.
What do you think he's saying in his mind when Tatum comes back?
Say, I want to be the one somewhere else.
Right. So. Or what if? And then if he doesn't have a great year, then people are like, see what the team looks like without Tatum?
The trade Brown conversation happens again.
All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, let's head over to your Boston Red Sox, who are as red hot as it gets. Finished the weekend off on a 10-game win streak. Friday night's win, you saw Marcelo Meyer with an RBI double, Sadon Rafaela with that insanely awesome walk-off homer, and Alex Cora talked about how bright the future is here in Boston.
Think about it. It was Marcelo, Roman, and Rafaela. You know, that's it's pretty young, and the future of this organization is bright. The present is bright, too.
I love it.
You got to go all in.
I think that was a message. Yeah. The future of this organization is bright, including all those wonderful prospects you guys have. You know what else is nice? The way it freaking feels in the city right now. Like, pushing for contention right now. Right. That's nice, too.
Yeah.
That's why you have to go all in for that next pitcher. Because when you look at the lineup, if you're talking about Anthony, Meyer, and Rafaela, these are three young players that are all swinging the bat good. So even if they cool off, you still have Bregman, Story, Abreu, Toro's been good, Ref Schneider's been good. Like, so you have plenty of bats that might be able to pick up the steam a little bit if a couple guys cool off. Duran in there.
Yoshida.
But the pitching is what you need. And I think it's more that one extra starter just in case something happens to Giolito, or just in case Bale cools off a little bit.
Well, you lost Dobbins.
Right.
You had to bring up Fitz. Like, I know some people feel like Fitz is a little underrated, but you need another starter now.
I couldn't believe that ended up being an ACL. It didn't look like it was.
He said
that
he knew right away, which sucks.
Yeah. See, the Major League Baseball, and I've been thinking about this for a long time, and I've just been trying to figure out through with some engineers how to fix it.
Need to have the infield in on the grass at all
toes
times.
On the grass, especially when it's 2 outs.
Is that what it was?
No, no. Oh, okay. When with baseball,
I loved that.
With baseball, I've been looking at this. Forget about the umpires, the robot umpires, retractable bases.
Ooh.
Because I'm surprised there's not more injuries when you're running full speed and then the ground level changes.
So the base automatically retracts into the ground
as the
pitcher is approaching.
Or as the person steps on it. So they don't have that awkward.
It's spring loaded.
Yeah, they don't have that awkward. And I've never had it in any other sports. So I can only imagine when baseball players you have to deal with. But I know how difficult it is to be running full speed, and you can't look down at the base, but you have that awkward step that could easily roll an ankle, throw out a hip, blow an ACL.
And then when you get more than one base in one hit, it just explodes in confetti when you hit the second or third or yes. home run.
Well, yes. now what you're doing, Mago, is you're taking a real thing that I truly believe in. And you're making a mockery
people,
out of it.
It's not a mockery. People love Savannah Bananas. You need to bring some of that into the MLB.
So you want it to be like MLB, like the Harlem Globetrotters?
I'm sorry. We already do a light show every time somebody has a home run.
I used to hate the light show. I like the light show.
It's
like
cool.
The light show Friday night was fantastic.
Right.
I mean, it's so great.
Oh, it's awesome.
All right, Mago, maybe I'll throw
And that Dave O'Brien call is one of the best calls. I understand it's regular season, but one of the best calls.
You know who I give?
There was no doubt.
Killed it.
You know who I give credit to? Flemball. The reason why I've been listening to a lot of the games on the Odyssey app,
yeah.
and every single
oink, oink.
Hit, Flem has me thinking it's a home run. Every single hit. Oh, my God. Ooh, that's a squibbler down the third baseline. But every single hit. If you listen to him, it sounds like it's going to be a home run.
Here's swung on and driven high and deep and gone.
He does the same thing when it's a ground ball back to the pitcher. The initial pot, you think like, oh wow, this guy's hitting a home run. I find myself doing it.
You can catch every game when the Red Sox get back on the Odyssey app and on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Oftentimes with Will and with Will. Will Squared. We will be back with today's news next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.